has a concert in Oklahoma City tonight, and he's taken time off from his busy schedule to be here with us this afternoon. He's been in Champaign-Urbana before. He's been on WPGU Live twice. Let's have a welcome for Harry Chapin!
I'm going to use this opportunity to try out some new material, if that's all right with you guys. And then maybe a couple of songs that you've heard before. This is one that I wrote about 4 weeks ago. This sounds like a large bathroom, doesn't it? Well, you guys make me feel good, so it don't matter. Old John Joseph was a man with two first names. They left him in the railroad yard when they took away the trains. Only one run a week comes on roaring down that line. So all he got to worry about is time. And I come by in the evening to hear about where he's been. He says, come on, sit down, kid, where shall I begin? Starts telling me the stories of the glories of his past, but he always saves the story of his Corey for the last. And he says, my Corey's coming, no more sad stories coming, my midnight moonlight morning glory's coming, aren't you, girl? And like I told you, he holds you, she enfolds you in her world. I was quite surprised to find out all the places that he knew, and so I asked the townsfolk if his stories were true. Well, they said old John was born here, he's lived here all his life, never had a woman, let alone a wife. And very soon you'll find out, as you check around, that no one named Corey's ever lived in this town. So I chided the old man about the truth that I had heard. Well, he smiled and said, reality is only just a word. And I know my Corey's coming, no more sad stories coming, my midnight moonlight morning glory's coming, aren't you, girl? And like I told you, when she holds you, she enfolds you in her world. Well, I came by one evening, but it did not hear my shout. I looked through the window and I saw his fire was out. When he would not wake up, I forced in the door and found that old John Joseph would tell stories no more. The scene at the graveyard, just three of us were there. Me and the grave digger heard the parson's prayer. He said, we need not grieve for this man, for we know that God cares. So they put the cold dirt over him and left me on my own. And when at last I looked up, I saw I was not alone. For standing there in silence with a shawl around her head was a beautiful young woman. I remember what she said when I said, if you're a relative, he had a peaceful end. That's when she said, my name is Corey, you could say I'm just a friend. Corey's coming, No more sad stories coming. My midnight moonlight morning glory's coming, aren't you, girl? And like I told you, when she holds you, she enfolds you in her world. Well, that's the old man's story. I'm glad you came tonight. You see a busted down old railroad yard sure makes a lonely sight. You may wonder why a young man would work out here alone. Well, a job pays enough to keep some flesh on my bones. And I guess I get to missing the old man a bit. And there's one other reason I guess I could admit. And that's my chorus coming. No more sad stories coming. My midnight moonlight morning glories coming, aren't you, girl? Like he told me, when she holds me, she enfolds me in her world.
Well, all right. Yes!
You know, during all that auctioning, I was wondering what I was going to do for $250. That's going to be an interesting plane ride, I think. This next song is a song that, when I wrote it, I never thought would get on the radio because it zapped the very people that I was asking to play it. Is that my mother? Anyway, it did get on the charts. It was on the charts for about 15 minutes. I remember that. Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy? Oh, remember how we listened to the radio and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been ages since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. Ba-bum-bum, I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Said that they like the young sound. When they let me go, so I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I work my way down home again, near the boys at Idaho. That's how this business goes. Ba bum bum ba.
Hip, 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 ah.
The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Oh, feeling all of 45, going on 15. should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. I got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for a new toupee. And there's a time around my gut from sitting on my, but it's never gonna go away. Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. I've been thinking that I should stop this joking and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. I see, I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. W-O-L-D, 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 W-O-L-D. A bright good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Oh, feeling all of 45, going on 15. I am the morning DJ at W-O-L-D.
Well, all right. We're cooking now. I love it.
That reminds me of the night that I did a concert here with the guys, and we got a standing ovation for every song we did the whole evening, except for this one, which one girl stood up for. Remember? Who was there that night? I'll play the song and then you remember. Now this is courage when you stand. She gave you a standing ovation for this song.
It was just another night, I was out on a limb, looking for someone to help me back in. A couple of hours of cruising around brought me into a bar and they sat me down. Nothing much good to be found. So I got into talking to the old barman. He said, "You got a problem, I can understand. And I know a little lady who is all alone. If you find her, she will take you home. She don't like to spend her nights alone. Ah, they call her easy. Yes, they say it's not a way for a body to be. They call her easy, 'cause she's giving out her love for free." Well, I found her on the street, like the bartender said. She was not great looking, but not that bad. I walked on up to her and didn't say a word, but my eyes were talking and she must have heard. I know she heard me. We walked down the road to her rundown farm. She lit a couple candles and she held out her arms. Lord, she was gentle as a windblown sigh. In the morning while dressing, I could hear her cry. She was crying and I went flying out of there. They call her easy. Yes, I say it's not a way for a body to be. They call her easy, 'cause she's giving out her love for free. It was the next
day I was walking in town, saw the old bartender. I flagged him down. I thanked him for the girl and told him that she had pleased me, and I laughed a little bit about how she was easy. But the old man stopped me with a look in his eye. He said, you know, I had hoped you weren't that kind of guy. Just dream of the kind of world it could be if we were free with our love. Like easy, you know it's a hard world, and I must learn to be easy. It's a cold, cold world, and I must love the ones that please me. A way for a body to be. They call her easy, 'cause she's giving out her love for free. Ah, they call her easy. Yes, they say it's not a way for a body to be. They call her easy, 'cause she is giving out her love for free.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
I noticed it was the guys who stood up first this time. You're all for that, right? This is a song I did for the first time in Champaign, Urbana about 2.5 years ago. And it's the most perverted song I've ever written. And I developed the whole concept of sort of screwing around with the song here. And I'd like to get the Champaign-Urbana Memorial Choir convened again. And if you could help out on the choruses, since Big John isn't here. It's a song I wrote for Johnny Cash, but he was too damn busy with his Amoco gas, and I've had to do it myself, as you know. So, it's... The nice thing about going to college is, as I remember, I busted out twice, you can handle three-syllable words. So there's one three-syllable word, and two-syllable, and a couple of one-syllable words. So if you can help out on the chorus, that'd be great. Also, the song starts out with my one good guitar lick. It took me about 4 hours to learn from Chet Atkins, and it goes like this. It was just after dark when the truck started down the hill. It leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas. Carrying 30,000 pounds of bananas.
Let's sing it, okay?
Carrying 30,000 pounds. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds.
Now, weem it, everybody. I love it. Don't get hit with that banana. Now, ladies, since woman's lib is hit, you guys can, and gals can sing as low as guys. So just hit, weem it out, okay?
He was a young driver, just out on his second job, and he was carrying the next day's pasty fruit for everyone in that cold Scott city, where children play without despair in backyard slack piles, and folks manage to eat each day. Just about 30,000 pounds of bananas. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds. Really loud now.
Passable. You're gonna do better. He passed the sign that he should have seen, saying, shift the low gear, a $50 fine, my friend. He was thinking perhaps about the warm-breathed woman who was waiting at the journey's end. He started down the 2-mile drop, the curving road that wound from the top of the hill.
He was pushing on through the shortening miles to wound down to the depot. Just a few more miles to go, then he'd go home and have her ease that long cramped day away and the smell of 30,000 pounds. Now, Weeman! All right! There were 30,000 pounds. Raise the roof! This is where the song picks up in momentum and excitement. He was picking up speed as the city spread its twinkling lights below him. But he paid no heed as the shivering thought of the night's delights went through him. His foot nursed the brakes to slow him down, but the pedal floored easy without a sound. He said, Christ, it was funny how he had named the only man who could save him now. He was trapped inside a dead-end hillside, riding on his bare hunchback with every one of those yellow green. I'm telling you, 30,000 pounds. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds. Do it to me! Go on, fingers! Where the banner made the sweeping curve and led into the steepest grade. Thankful passing bus at 90 miles an hour, and he said, God, make it a dream. As he rolled his last lap down, he said, God, make it a dream. As he rolled his last lap down, and besides, one 1984 cars from 13 telephone poles hit 2 houses, blew their trees, and across 7 people. Was then he lost his head, not to mention an arm or two before he stopped. Stopped. And he smeared for 400 yards along the hill that leads into Scranton, Pennsylvania. All those 30,000 pounds. You guessed it. Thank God you're here. All right, now, as some of you know, I had trouble ending this song. And just to give you an inkling of the kind of trouble I had, I'd like to give you the first ending that I brought into a rehearsal and sang for the guys. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. And what's more, oh yes, we have no bananas. Bananas in Scranton, PA. And as I remember, I also related the story of how the reaction of the group was rather unanimous to that particular ending, and my brother Steve summed it up by saying, I never heard 400 people say it sucked before. But the nice thing that happens is if I get arrested for obscenity, you're going too. But I really did like that ending. I really don't know what was wrong with it. But I decided that I would go and try another one. And this time I was going to write a country and western ending. Since it was a country and western song, something about motherhood because the song already had a truck. Something with weeping steel guitars and wailing fiddles, but most of all, good old country harmony by the Champaign Urbana Memorial Choir. I've heard all your records. You guys are fantastic. Okay, you'll see your part as it comes by, right? A woman walks into a room where her child lies sleeping. When she sees his eyes are closed, she sits there silently weeping. Gay liberation has hit town, I see. And though she lives in Scranton, Pennsylvania, about 300 munchkins and a troll, she never, ever eats
You guessed.
Not one of 30,000 pounds.
Now I want you to sing it with a lot of harmony and a lot of feeling and hold it out. While you're getting your bananas, guess what the group said to that ending? In unison, everybody! Screw you! I love that ending! I thought that was one of the best things I've ever written. What's wrong with it? You can't win, can you? Finally, I decided that honesty was the best policy and that I would have to end the song the way I found out about it in the first place. And that was coming through Scranton, Pennsylvania on a Greyhound bus in 1965 when an elderly gentleman with no teeth got in beside me and told me the story like this. You see, the man who told me about it on the bus says it went up the hill out of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Shrugged his shoulders, shook his head, and he said, and this is exactly what he said as closely as I can reproduce it for you now. He said, and I quote,
"Boy, it sure must have been something. Just imagine.
I'm gonna drown here.
You have to imagine 30,000 pounds of banana. Yes, there were 30,000 pounds of mashed bananas.
Of bananas. Now sing it with me.
Of bananas. Of bananas.
Move it up.
Of bananas. Faster.
Of bananas. Faster.
Of bananas.
Faster.
Of bananas.
Of bananas.
The champagne of Banana Memorial Choir.
Manhattan, Kansas, doing a benefit for Ralph Nader on a Saturday night about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And I flew back Sunday morning. I flew to Kansas City, and I had a 3.5-hour layover. And I started reading the Kansas City Star at Times. What is it called? Star. And I got so depressed that I decided I was going to write a song that insulted everybody. And it came out 11 verses long, and I'm sure if I'd had a 5-hour layover, it would have had 18 verses. But there's a chorus of it I'd like, since you guys are cooking so good, that I'd like you to sing with me. It goes like this. And then I'll do all the 11 verses.
And the smoke witch says, woo-woo. And the wizard says, me too. And the tall man says, it's you. So do what you do. And the smoke witch says, woo-woo. And the wizard says, me too. And the tall man says, it's you. So do what you do.
you'll get it because there's going to be a hell of a lot of them. Okay? Here we go.
A Ford is not a Lincoln, so resurrection fails. And Billy sells hot sermons, and Cold Wars through the mails. And King Kennedy, like Chaucer's chasing Canterbury tales. So stock up your bomb shelter, turn on your TV, and watch all the bums from Kingdom Come sing Near My God to Thee. Well, the priests are on their pulpits, the Pope is on his throne, the parishes are empty, and the choir boys on their own. Until the second coming, yes, they're leaving us alone. And God in his heaven has decided to keep mum, 'cause you know he's just a traveler on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, just another one. And the smoke witch says woo-woo, and the wizard says it's you. And me too. And the tall man says it's you. So do what you do. You can at least do the last line. So do what you do. That was pretty exciting. This is about our noble president. Ex-president. Oh, pity our poor president. He can't do a thing. Everywhere he says he went, they tried to make him sing. Our lonely White House resident says we should make him king. Only then he can save us from the fears we're running from. Till then he's just a another traveler on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, just another one. And now my first obscene verse. The general's in the bedroom, but his soldier won't salute. Ever since he was promoted, he can't pop his chute. His shrink says he is paranoid about communistic roots. So unfurl the flag, boys, start beating his drum. Yes, we've got another traveler on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, just another one. And the smoke witch says woo-hoo, and the wizard says it's you. Me too. And the tall man says it's you. So do what you do. About college now. The professor said his lecture, what a salt hypocrisy. So he took off his jacket and he gave his tie to me. He was taking off his shirt as he shouted out with glee, come on, shuck all your pants, kids, the new Eden has begun. Don't you know that we're just travelers on the road to kingdom come? When all is said and done, just another one. In my chauvinistic verse, the girl in my drugstore is a pornographic dream, dispensing her equipment in bottles, tubes, and creams. Her smile is a come on, yes, she's oozing at the seams. But her brain is still a virgin, though the rest of her's well done. Yes, we've got another traveler on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, just another one. And the smoke witch says, and the wizard says, me too. And the tall man says, it's you. So, I love it. So I went to the bar room to drown my troubles in a glass. I was looking for a fight, or at least a piece of ass. After 20 bucks and midnight, you know I was falling fast. Then I thought
I saw Jesus, but it was only demon rum. You know that things like that can happen on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, just another one.
This is my business now.
The lead singer's raucous as he screams out the truth. Then the band holds a caucus and decides to sell their youth. You know our manager will hawk us as long as we're uncouth. Come on, call it revolution, and we'll crank out bubble gum. Don't you know that we're just travelers on the road to kingdom come? When all is said and done, are just another one. And the smoke witch says, and the wizard says, and the tall man says, so do what you do. Well, I staggered to the orgy. It was my last hope. I was dressed to the nines in deodorant and scope. And I found me a woman. She brought Vaseline and soap. Well, it started out exciting, but it ended up ho-hum. She said, I thought that you could take me on the road to kingdom come. When all is said and done, just another one. Well, my brother's the New York flasher. My sister's full of zits. My mother thinks she's liberated, but she's full of it. My father thinks he's full of wisdom, but he's full of shaving cream. I sing it to you now. Hear that old folks sing us strong. Yes, we've got another traveler on the road to kingdom come. Sing me a chorus now with a lot of feeling. Just another one. And the smoke witch says, ooh, ooh. And the wizard says, me too. And the tall man says, it's you. So do what you do. And the moral of the story, so Harry sits here singing like a prophet on a stool. He learned all the answers when he busted out of school. Just another fancy dancer trying to graduate to fool. Well, mama says I'm modest, daddy says I'm dumb, but I know I'm just a traveler on the road to kingdom come. Well, all right.
Cats in the Cradle, and we're going to all do the first chorus together. The second chorus we'll have the men sing, find out what kind of gonads are left, and then in the third chorus we'll have the women sing, and they'll probably wipe the men away. And then the fourth chorus we'll all do together, okay? Well, my child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. Everybody. And the cat's in the cradle and a silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, son. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, my My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. And said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. Sing it, man, Cats in the Cradle.
Not bad.
So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, that is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? Okay, women of the world. Guys, up in the light booth, whoever's up there, who sang louder, the women or the men? Do you want another chance? Okay, guys, you go first. Men first, then ladies, okay? One, two, a one, two, three. Cats. Retired, my son's moved away. Called him up just the other day. He said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as he hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. Everybody feel it. And the cat's in the cradle and a silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together, Dad. You know we'll have a good time there.
Well, all right! We're cooking this afternoon! John is not here, I need some volunteers to sing the high part in Taxi. I'll take about 10 or 20. Just come on up on stage right here. I got plenty of room for you. Holy Christ, I feel like Billy Graham. Here we go. Okay, we can use about another 10 good-looking people. All right, the soloists, the Champaign-Urbana Memorial Choir are here.
They'll carry, don't worry about it.
Now let me explain what's going to happen, okay? Help these ladies up. What's going to happen is that I will feed you the lyrics for the high part when it comes, okay? So you don't have a problem with that. Number two, if the song's a long song, right? And if it gets a little bit boring, I want you guys to flash some of your spinner's moves, okay? Okay. I'm going to be playing a guitar, so it's a little tough. I'll do the foot movements, okay? Now, if we do our part up here, do the high part and all that stuff, you guys have to do the two spoken lines in the second half, plus the last, and we don't help them out. We can be absolutely quiet. Watch them. And the last line of the song, I want you to sing with the fervor that you should reserve for the national anthem. Okay? I want tremendous enunciation, harmony, feeling, everything else. Okay? Are you ready? I know we're ready up here, but are you guys ready? Are the people in the cheap seats ready? This is B.O. City up here, I tell you. I'm not helping either. I tell you, ever since I danced, I was... You and I were cooking, huh? I haven't danced in 16 months. It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved the flag me down. She got in at the light. Anybody wants to sing along, can she said, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you owned your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said, 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the two little smiles, I still remember you. It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of the Dodge. The lesson hadn't gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off to find the sky. Oh, I dropped something inside.
to drive a princess blind. There's a wild man wizard, he's hiding in me, illuminating my mind. Something inside me, but it's not what my life's about. 'Cause I've been letting my outside tie me over till my time runs out. I love it. Okay, now the part's coming up here.
Now it goes, baby's so high that she's skying. Skying first. Yes, she's flying, afraid to fall. I'll feed you the second half of it. It's a bang.
Are you ready? Are you excited?
Yeah.
One, a two, a one, two, three.
Baby's so high that she's flying.
Yeah, she's flying.
Yeah, she's flying.
Afraid to fall.
Afraid to fall.
I'll tell you why baby's flying.
And I'll tell you why baby's flying.
'Cause she's dying.
'Cause she's dying.
Aren't we all over?
Now, let's see if they can do their part, okay? Don't help them out on the spoken lines. Now, enunciate crisply and clearly out there.
There was not much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns.
What a production number.
And she said, we must get together, but I knew it'd never be arranged. Then she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, all right. Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man so I...
All right. Now all we need is a streaker to finish this up.
And she walked away in silence. It's strange how you never know. But we both got what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago.
You see, she was gonna be an actress.
You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off for the sky. Here she's acting happy, and here she's acting happy, inside a handsome home. And me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips. I go fly in harmony, so high when I'm stoned. I love you, Jennifer.
Circle. We should end with Circle, but before that, I got a song that's the best sing-along song I ever wrote. I just put it on the last album. I wrote a chorus about 12 years ago that I really love, and I've written four different songs to it, and the chorus goes like this.
Someone keeps calling my name.
Same thing again.
Ah, someone keeps calling my name.
Or is it just the rustling of the wind?
Or is it just the rustling of the wind? Or is it just that I need a friend? Or is it just that I need a friend? Someone keeps calling. Ah, someone keeps calling my name. My name, my name. You got it already. By the way, I just want to hear the people in the balcony sing now. Let's see if they're up there. Just in the balcony. Someone. I love it. Sounds good. A little louder now. Same thing. Someone. Or is it just the rustling of the wind? Or is it just. Or is it just that I need a friend? Or is it just. Someone keeps calling. And just sing with my name. My name. Okay, we're cooking. These are some verses about my kids. My name is Jimmy, and I am 4 fingers old. Mostly I just try to do the things that I am told. But when they say, maybe just 4 fingers old, but I know what I like. Sing it with me. Someone keeps calling my name. Someone keeps calling my name. Someone keeps calling. Someone keeps calling. Or is it just the rustling of the wind? Or is it just that I need a friend? Or is it just that I sometimes they don't talk too much or touch hardly at all. It's strange how two can share a life divided by a wall. And I love it. Sing it for me. Or is it just the rustle of the wind? Old. I say it that way 'cause I love the changes each year holds. But as I look around, I see some changes nature never planned. I guess it's time to change ourselves, at least while we still can. Sing it, women! I love it. Sing it. You see, my name is Jamie. 15 years I've been too young. But now it's time to taste the truth and toss it off my tongue. You see, the world has come a-calling. Now it's bleeding at my door. Am I supposed to turn away? Is this what we're here for? Singing men now. Just that I need a friend. Oh.
need to back up a little bit. I want to have the guys who have been running the marathon, all the hosts, the guys in the white jackets, the guys in the blue jackets, I want you guys to come up here. There's a couple more of you out there. Hurry on up here. Where's Jeff? Are you around? Now, you guys may be able to run a good dance marathon, but can you sing? Do you think these guys can sing? They look like a bunch of fucking canaries, I think. Are you ready? Do you think you can handle it, guys? Now, I want awesome quiet in here. We should be able to hear the mellifluous tones, all right? They look like the whiffin' poofs or something. From the tables down at Maury's to the place where we dwell. Okay, ready? Someone keeps calling my name. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mario Lanza lives. Someone. Don't clap, so you go, they're trying to drown themselves out. Is it just the rustling of the wind? Or is it just that I need a friend? Or is it just that I need a friend? Someone keeps calling. Someone keeps calling my name. My name. Now, let me just ask you something. I think some of the best things that we all do is when we get together and we try to do something for somebody else. And the nice thing about what's happening here is we've got about maybe 5,000 people who are being ripped off for a fantastic cause. And I'd like to sort of sing this a little bit quiet and just think about the nice space in here. And think about maybe other times next year and between now and then that we can maybe think about being a little bit larger than we are, since most of us, including myself, spent an awful lot of time scrabbling around trying to say me. And it's sort of nice when we get together and have guys like this leading us to doing something that relates to people that are less fortunate than ourselves. So no clapping, just some nice voices singing a song and feeling the good vibes that are in this room right now. Someone keeps calling my name. Someone keeps calling my name. There's some nice spaces in here. Or is it just the rustling of the wind? Or is it just that I need a friend? Or is it just that I need a friend? We all could use one. Someone keeps calling my name. My name. Now do a last chorus and let's feel it now. Someone keeps calling my name. Someone keeps calling my name. Dance your hearts out. Or is it just the rustling of the wind? Or is it just that I need? Or is it just that I need a friend? Someone keeps calling. Someone keeps calling my name. My name. Thank you all very much.
Harry Chapin, just concluding probably one of the most emotional sets of this 1976 National Dance Marathon. Crowd on their feet as they have been during this entire concert, cheering and clapping. Someone keeps calling my name.
Harry is quite an individual. Apparently he does 20 benefit concerts a month. I think this is the best one this month. Harry's coming back out on stage now.
All my life's
sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. But I can't tell you why. Seasons spinning, the seasons spinning round again. The years keep rolling, the years keep rolling by. Well, it seems like I've been here before. I can't remember when, but I can. And I got this funny feeling that we'll all be back again. There's no straight lines make up my life, and all my roads have ends. There's no clear-cut beginnings, and so far no dead ends. All my life's a circle, sing it with me. All my life's a circle. Sunrise, sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through, the moon rolls through the nighttime, till the daybreak, till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle, but I can't tell you why. Seasons spinning, the seasons spinning round again. The years keep rolling by. Well, I've found you a thousand times. Guess you've done the same. But then we lose each other. It's just like a children's game. And as I see you here again, the thought runs through my mind. Our love is like a circle. Let's go round one more time. Let's make it the last time and a good one. All my life's a circle. Sunrise and sundown. The moon rolls through the nighttime till the daybreak comes around. All my life's a circle.